Oh, hey, Pixel.
Oh, howdy, Paige.
Oh, not a whole lot happening. I did get to babysit Pop-Tart.
You sure did.
That was something. I adore Pop-Tart. I want to be Pop-Tart when I grow up. But I am exhausted.
This was like an entire week ago.
She doesn't slow down ever for
Never,
anything.
ever. No, she goes and goes and goes until she passes out.
Yeah, I didn't even know. She was not even tired. It was seriously 10 o'clock at night. She is marching back and forth across my house with glow sticks. We are having a glow stick parade. And my child, Sunshine, is cannot hang. Is
I know.
having breakdown after breakdown after breakdown, but will not go to bed because his friend's here. So that it was just honestly, if it was just Pop-Tart and Sunshine was not in the picture, I think it would have been fine. I think it just, I
Yeah.
was like,
Yeah.
okay, I gotta keep Pop-Tart from being super crazy so that my child doesn't get super crazy and exhaust himself and then
Spiral.
fully have a meltdown, which didn't work. He had about four over the
Oh.
course of the night. Yeah. And my child also is a big he matches energy. So if
Okay.
he's with other kids who play like calm, he's calm. But if he is with a
Pop-Tart.
psychomaniac child, he is also going to be a psychomaniac.
Pop-Tart does not match energy. Pop-Tart sets the motherfucking tone. There is no controlling. There is,
She
yep.
is a leader. She is not a follower. She is going to do amazing things.
If
She is
she doesn't
going to.
fucking kill me first.
I was like, I don't know how you do it because my kid goes to bed at 7:30 sharp. Sharp. Because I need my time. If he was up the entire time I was up, I'd jump in a river.
I have thought about it. It's fucking difficult. I'll tell you what. Things are not. I literally like. So Game Boy and I, like the nighttime, like after work, putting on something and snuggling on the couch, that was like sacred. Pop-Tart will not let us sit next to each other anymore. Like, will not allow it. She's like, I sit in the middle. If and then like she'll get up
I
and
am the
play.
captain now.
She'll get up and play. Yes, she'll get up and play and she'll be doing her thing and I'll be like, Game Boy, I think it's safe. Come on. And the second our hips are touching, Pop-Tart's like diving in between. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. I don't know how. It'll be fine. Eventually, she'll sleep someday.
Someday.
She'll sleep someday.
Oh my God. Love her to death. But I might have you pay me next time. I don't know. No, I'm
I
just
well,
kidding.
so this time, so it was Game Boy's birthday. So that was the whole, and I appreciate you throwing us a little birthday present by taking Pop-Tart off our hands for the night.
You're not adult friends with children do not make other their adult friends with children pay for babysitting.
That's I've never charged for babysitting because it's like I'm already doing this for my child.
Yeah. Like a friend with no kids. Okay,
Different.
yeah,
Yeah.
totally different. But like you have a child, I have a child, we're already taking care of children. We're just gonna add one more to the mix. You're not paying me.
I'll bring you like a gluten-free pie next time or something.
Okay. Maybe a
Yeah.
brownie.
Gluten-free brownie coming up.
Pies are only okay to me. I don't love
So,
pies.
I really love pie, especially because like I know that like Maryland's always has the case with gluten-free pie in them. I'm like, oh, sick.
Like, it's fine. Like, I will eat it. It tastes good. It's just like when I want a treat, my brain is not going to pie.
I could fucking live off pie. I love pie. Anyway, we have a game
Anyway.
episode. So today I'm going to be covering a game that I first encountered as a movie. Game Boy and I were scrolling through, I don't know, some fucking streaming service or other. And we come across. One does. Yeah, yeah. Nothing else to do. Desperately trying to put something on that Pop-Tart doesn't care about, so she falls asleep. And we come across this Japanese horror movie, which is exactly the sort of thing we watch with our child to get her to go to sleep.
Did she have nightmares?
Never. She has had literally, like, that I was aware of, that she talked about one nightmare, and it was from, like, we just had music going on YouTube, and one of the songs that came up in the shuffle had, like, kind of a creepy, like, face peering around a door as, like, the background graphic.
Oh.
And she had a dream that that thing was, like, trying to come into her bedroom.
Oh.
That's the only time. And it was just a still frame.
Dang.
Anyway. But I was the same way. Like, nothing scared me as a child except fucking Harry and the Hendersons, which is a comedy about Bigfoot. Scared the bejesus out of me. I was terrified. I would watch actual horror for, like, and it didn't faze me at all, but cartoonish Bigfoot? Mm-mm, fuck that guy. Scared the shit out of me. Anyway.
I wasn't allowed to watch anything even remotely scary growing up.
I was, I snuck it a lot. Or, like, like there was some borderline, like, my parents liked The X-Files, which could range from, like, pretty tame to, like, pretty frightening.
Yeah, I was not allowed to watch horror movies. I wasn't even allowed to watch freaking Power Rangers. But CSI?
Yes.
The one that takes place in Las Vegas where hookers are getting murdered on the daily?
Yep.
My mom's favorite show. We watched it every freaking night.
I've seen tons of CSI. I wouldn't be not allowed to watch, like... Like, I wasn't allowed to watch any... The channel MTV, not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that was on... My dad watched 2.5 Men, like, multiple episodes a day. I'm like, how is this less objectifying of women? Like, you just like it. You just don't like MTV and you like this.
Exactly.
Don't make it about morals.
Yes, exactly.
So anyway, we're scrolling. We come across this Japanese horror movie. And I didn't know until after we'd finished watching it that it was based on a video game.
Heck yeah.
As soon as I learned that, I was like, oh, bet. Gotta play it for the pod.
Heck
and
yeah.
I did. And that's how we got to where we are today, Paige.
Hell yeah.
So the movie/game in question is Exit 8. I'm going to start by telling you about the game. At the end of the plot, I'm going to dive into the changes and additions that the movie made, just because, like, that was my entry into the story.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, for now, Paige,
mm-hmm.
Let's rock this bitch.
Let's do it.
Exit 8. Is a 2023 indie adventure game and walking simulator developed and published by Kotaki Create.
Cool.
Do you know what a walking simulator is?
You walk.
I mean, yes. So
it simulates walking.
But so at a very basic. So basically, it is on some level just what it sounds like. It's a game where the only mechanics are to, like, move around and look at things.
Uh-huh.
They are games where the story is told through you interacting with the environment. You read notes, but there's no, like, combat. There's no physics puzzles.
Yeah.
Some walking sims are super fun and immersive and engaging.
Huh.
And some of them are exactly as boring as the name Walking Simulator sounds like they would be.
Right.
So it is a real mixed bag of a genre there. But because it's a walking simulator, plot and gameplay are, like, intertwined in such a way that to have separate sections to explain them doesn't make a lot of sense. So I'm just going to talk about both aspects at the same time. Yeah. So this sentence isn't going to make any sense to you, but I know it will make sense to some of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
This game is like if PT and a Spot the Difference puzzle had a baby.
I do know. I don't know what PT is.
So PT... it's gonna get its own episode because it is the scariest game I've ever played.
Okay.
It's incredible. It's a game that involves an infinitely looping hallway.
Okay.
And you can only leave it if you figure out, like, what the game wants and do it to, like, progress you to the next, like, turnaround loop.
Okay.
It's so fucking scary. I don't want to go too deep into it because, again, it is getting its own episode.
Is it just called PT?
PT stands for Playable Trailer, and that is as much as I can say because I'll spoil a fucking future episode if I go too far into...
All right. Yeah. I'm going to Google this later.
Fun fact, Game Boy has PT saved on an old PlayStation 4. Nice. And you can't get it anymore. So, like,
really?
The fact that he has it downloaded on old, that system, like, he could sell it for thousands of dollars just because PT is on it. But nice. He's not gonna, because we want, because we want PT. But it's like lost media. It's really? If you downloaded it while the trailer was available, you have it. But if you didn't, it's just, it's gone, because they never ended up making the game that it was a trailer for. So it's technically, it is a playable trailer.
Wow.
If I keep going, I'm going to tell you, okay. this is going to become a PT episode. We're going to move on.
But I understand the spot the difference thing. Like, you got to find out if it's like normal or if something's different.
Exactly. So it's like, it is an infinitely looping horror hallway where you have to spot differences. And I bring this up because Exit 8 it's definitely a PT ripoff.
Mm-hmm.
A much less scary, but still horror.
Gotcha.
PT ripoff. In Exit 8, you are in a train station hallway, and you're trying to get to Exit 8 so you can get back to street level. But the hallway you're in just keeps looping, and you keep passing the same shit and the same signs,
mm-hmm.
and there's no way out. Which is a very common horror trope, that you're in a location, you think you're leaving it, but then it loops back on itself, yeah. and you can't leave. Like, you walk super far in one direction away from the haunted house, only to see the haunted house up on the hill in front of you. You run out the front door of the haunted asylum, only to find yourself running into the back door.
Right.
So, I find this trope personally, like, deeply frightening. It always gets under my skin. Like, the idea that you can't ever actually leave, even if you think you have, even if you think you've made it home, then you just wake up in your bed. Like, it was a trick. Or I think the reason it bothers me so much is that I find it to be like a really solid metaphor for my own mental health issues.
Oh dear God.
No, because like,
yeah,
like, just when I think like I'm past my depressive episode, I've moved on, I'm not going to be in the dark place again, bang,
yeah,
here we are. You never leave the bad place, not for long.
No, it's always there.
I've told you about the time that I took too many mushrooms and I fell into the darkest, deepest hole in my head. And
yes, you have told me about that.
Yeah,
yes.
And that was the thing. It's like, you always feel like this on some level. And it's true. Somewhere deep down in there, it's always the bad place. And that's what this horror trope reminds me of. But anyway, who needs to talk about my various psychoses? Back to Exit 8.
All right.
So...
I feel like it would feel very, to me, it just feels very claustrophobic. Like, I get, like, I have, like, I'm claustrophobic for sure. And hearing that, it's, like, the same feeling that I get
yeah.
when I think about being, like, stuck somewhere. Like, it's not a small space, but it's, like, the not being able
it's
to
like
get
out. It's,
like,
cabin fever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, so you open the game, and it just starts. There's no menu.
Great.
There's no opening credits. There's nothing. You select the game from the main screen of your fucking PlayStation 5, in my case. You pop the game disc in, whatever, and bang, you're standing in a train station hallway.
All right.
No explanation. You're just there. And literally the only thing you can do in this game is walk and move the camera around.
Okay.
You can't click on anything. You can't pick anything up or move it. You walk around and you look at stuff. So the game lets you walk the hallway loop 3 times. And on the 3rd time around, a sign appears on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And the sign says exit 0 at the top.
Okay.
And the text below says, if you see no anomalies, proceed forward. If you see any anomaly, turn back.
Uh-huh.
Make your way to exit 8. So then you walk forward and you look around for anything that looks different from the baseline, which you've had 3 go-arounds
yeah.
to get a solid idea of where everything is. If you... knew to look around, if you were paying attention, if you didn't just sprint it like an idiot,
right?
Which, like, I knew, because again, I saw the movie, I knew
what was going on.
So
yeah.
I knew to kind of look around and take note. And I guess if you hadn't, you would think, like, I gotta look for a way out. So maybe either way, they're hoping you paid close attention, but
probably.
But anyway, hopefully.
If not, you're an idiot, and it sucks to be you.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
So, The first anomaly I encountered was like a tidal wave of bloody water coming from the far end of the hallway. So I was like, oh shit. And I turned around and ran because I was like, that's an anomaly. That's an anomaly. So I got
pretty sure.
So I got out of there. And when I got back to the sign, it said exit one at the top. Mm-hmm. So I did the level right. I detected the anomaly. I turned Woo-hoo. Back. I progressed one step closer to exit eight. So that's how you win the game. You keep getting it right. 8 times in a row, and then a stairway appears and you can leave.
Uh-huh.
But if you get it wrong, the sign resets back to 0.
Uh-huh.
And you have to start all over again. You need 8 in a row to leave. Which means that if you're good, this game can go by very quickly. But if you have poor visual recall and attention to detail, it can take a minute. It can take some time. Also, the game is different every time it resets.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it's not like the first anomaly is always the blood wave, and then you have an anomaly-free walkthrough. It's totally randomized.
Gotcha.
I don't know how many possible anomalies there are, but I never had a single repeat during my run. I actually, at one point, I looked up, like, possible anomalies, because I kept thinking I was looking everywhere. Like, I was going super slow. I was looking at everything and not seeing any anomalies. And I'd progress forward, but the fucking sign would reset 0.
Yeah.
So I missed fucking something. But, like, so I would look it up. There must be, like, anomalies that no one has discovered yet. Because I went to, like, Reddit and these gaming blogs. And I would check the list and I would check it against what I was doing. And I was like, no, like, I looked in all of these places.
Yeah.
It wasn't any of these things. The game is 3 years old. So that's kind of a long time.
That's impressive.
It's a long time for every stone to not be overturned.
Yeah.
Unless it's just buggy.
That,
you know what I mean?
Or, like, maybe just not everybody is, like, on these, mm-hmm. in these boards talking about it.
Contributing. But yeah, there was definitely plenty of things where I was like, I don't know what the fuck I missed. I looked everywhere. I don't know what I missed. But, like, this is truly the final boss of Spot the Difference puzzles.
I love Spot the Difference puzzles.
You honestly,
am very good at them.
Give this game a try.
Okay.
Because, I mean, again, it can go, if you're good, it'll go by really quickly.
I say that, and I'm going to, like, spend hours and hours and hours on this game now.
Well, the problem is, like, there are Spot the Difference puzzles when you have a side-by-side, and then there's this, and it's all from memory.
Yeah.
Which I think made it a little different.
So it's all, you're always comparing from, like, the very beginning.
Yes,
correct?
From baseline.
So I imagine it gets more difficult as you progress.
So the anomalies that are there don't stay.
Right, that's what I mean. But, like, as, like, you're, it's getting, it might get, like, harder and harder to remember as you.
Oh, what the baseline is?
Yeah. Or is it?
But you walk through baseline several times because, like, if it's a normal thing, you get to.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right. Never mind.
But yeah, you know what? Let's talk specifics about some of these anomalies. Sometimes they're really subtle. Like, mm-hmm. there's like 6 posters on the wall, and, like, one of them, like, the eyes might be
uh-huh.
a little different. Or, like, if you catch them right, they're moving.
Yeah.
There's a door that is, like, slightly cracked open when it was all the way closed before. The no smoking sign is upside down. Like,
right.
There's some small things. Sometimes the anomalies are a little harder to miss, like the blood hallway that I told you about. There's a man that is in the hallway with you every single loop. And he's walking in the opposite direction. So on regular, like, non-anomaly loops, he doesn't seem to notice you're there. He turns a corner. He walks past you. He turns another corner. He stops and checks his phone.
Okay.
That's his, like, normal pattern. That's normal. That's fine. That's not creepy at all.
Oh, God.
Sometimes he is the anomaly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, one time I turned the corner and he was running at me. That was fucking terrifying.
Like,
I literally,
that scene in Get Out where the guy
yes,
was just like.
Yes, I screamed and turned around and booked it as fast as I fucking could. But, like, I don't even know if he could hurt me. I don't know if you can, like, die in
right.
this game.
Like, if he caught up to you,
but
would
I was
it start
out,
the game
I'm not
over?
Finding out. I'm not fucking finding out. I was out of there. another time, instead of looking straight ahead like normal, he was just staring at me the whole time. Didn't care for that. Another time, instead of continuing forward and turning the corner, he just, like, turned around and started following me.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. One time, thank you for that.
Yep. One time he had a big, horrible smile on his face.
Oh my God.
Another time his face was covered in bandages. And another time there was like an invisible echo of him that was standing in the far end of the hallway, like not actually moving. But it was like kind of this like semi see-through, just like, dude.
Oh, weird.
And one time he never showed up at all.
Oh, you're like, where's the guy?
That's an anomaly.
Okay, guess I better go back.
There's also an anomaly that apparently only shows up if you're playing this game with a VR system, which...
I was wondering, I was like, this sounds like it would be very VR friendly.
Yes, which I have. So I have a VR system, but it's only compatible with my PlayStation 4, and I didn't bother, like, upgrading to the PS5 version of it, because honestly, I feel like trying to play with a VR with Pop-Tart anywhere near me would just fucking end, and now everybody dying.
I have done a VR one time, exactly mm-hmm. one time, and I almost got, like, seriously injured. Like, I had no spatial awareness whatsoever.
Yeah. We got one, like, a few months before I got pregnant, and we had a lot of fun with it. And then when I was pregnant, I got so motion sick trying to play it. Oh, and God. We, like, packed it away. And then we had a baby, and I was like, ugh. But in VR, there is one anomaly that it only shows up on VR, and that's if you look down at your hands, they're rotting.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Metal as fuck. Sometimes the anomaly is a sound, so you have to play with the volume up.
Oh.
And there's a few anomalies that, like, I knew to look for because I watched the movie and they were the same. Like,
okay.
There's, like, a doorknob that's in the middle of the door instead of on the edge. If you turn around and look, there's like this overhead sign in the hallway that says exit 8 on one side and it says concourse
mm-hmm.
on the other. And it usually, like, so you turn back, you check it, says concourse, whatever. But one of the anomalies is that if you look back, it says turn back. So it's like, yes, sir.
Will do.
I will absolutely do that. But that's basically the whole game. You just do that and you get it right enough times and you can leave. The movie mm-hmm. Expanded on that concept and added some plot elements to make it more than just walking around and looking at things for an hour and a half, which honestly, there was still a lot of that in the movie.
Right.
Like, suffice it to say, it was not the best horror movie I've ever seen.
Okay.
But I do think it was the best that they could possibly do with the source material they were working with. Which is admitted.
I want to know why somebody is playing this game and was like, oh my God, I should make a whole ass movie.
Silent Hill 2 still hasn't received a decent film adaptation, but we're making Exit 8 into a... Why? Why?
For shame, Hollywood. For shame. Well, it's a Japanese movie, right?
For shame, Jollywood. Is that...
That's...
No. Can you not do that?
Probably not.
Okay. I'm sorry to anyone I may have offended.
For shame, Japanese film industry. For shame.
Seriously. Konami is a Japanese company. Like, they could... I don't give a fuck if it's... I'll read subtitles. Make a good Silent Hill 2 movie. Yeah. Anybody. Any country. Anywhere. Iceland. I don't give a fuck. Just
anyone
give me
in
what
the
I
world.
Need. The movie Exit 8 did have a few things going for it.
Mm-hmm.
For starters, it looked exactly like the game.
Oh, that's
cool. They nailed the set design. But everything about the movie that seemed like actual plot was completely absent from the game. They just made shit up and tacked it onto this set and this, like, this conceit where you're doing the spirals and looking for Exit 8. So in the movie, the protagonist starts out, he's on a train, he's on the subway, gets a call from his very recently ex-girlfriend saying that she's pregnant with his kid.
Oh, shit.
So protagonist is like, oh, shit, where are you? Let me come over. We'll talk this out. And it's heavily implied that he wants to talk her into getting an abortion.
Okay.
Or a schmishmortion for our sensitive eared listeners.
I feel like we are past sensitive ears.
But as he's trying to leave, he gets trapped.
There's no way we will ever be able to get monetized on YouTube.
There's no fucking way. This is why we need you on Patreon.
Yeah, we are not getting monetized any other way. We will never make any money. Pixel says the F word too much.
It's so true. So Yeah, protagonist is trying to leave. He gets trapped in exit 8. He does all the looping. And then at one point, a kid appears. And he thinks, that's definitely an anomaly. Let me turn back. But it resets when he does that back to exit 0, which means the kid is not an anomaly. He's trapped there with him. So they buddy up. It's kind of implied that the kid is his child from the future because space-time doesn't matter in Exit 8, obviously.
Right.
And having this experience with the kid where they, like, help each other and they survive Exit 8, they get out together, whatever, it sets him up to go see his ex after he gets out of the subway and, like, shape up his life so he can be a good dad. So, like, they made something out of nothing, but also it was just a bizarre choice to overlay a story about embracing fatherhood. Like, on top of a walking simulator about a scary train station hallway. It's like, why? Why did any of this? Like, it's like somebody wanted to tell the, like, journey of accepting fatherhood story and couldn't get funding any other way than to just graft it on to, like, a video game with, like, kind of a cult following.
Which
I don't know.
It's insane.
I don't know. They sure did it. And you know what?
They sure did it.
It was interesting enough for me to play the game.
True.
If, honestly, the main reason is I just wanted to be better at detecting anomalies than the protagonist was, and I don't know that I succeeded, genuinely.
So I should watch the movie, see how the protagonist does, and then see if I can do better.
You can skip the movie.
Oh, okay. Bummer.
So, as far as favorite moment, I don't know that I have a favorite anomaly or anything that comes to mind. Some of them were effectively creepy, especially the ones that involved the other man were pretty, yeah, like, universally spooky. Also, there were, like, posters on the wall that would change in creepy, fun ways, yeah, so those were cool. But honestly, I think my favorite moment was when I finally got the fuck out of the subway, and I was like, I'm done. I did it. It's over.
The end. The Which, ending was my favorite.
Yeah, that shouldn't be, like, unless it's your favorite because it's really satisfying or, like, a beautiful, if it's your favorite moment because you just get to be done with the game,
that's not great.
Not great.
Nobody wants that.
Paige.
Yes.
The part where I wanted to smash the controller.
Uh-huh. Because it was so difficult using that controller to walk.
Shut up!
Oh, no. I'm using my joystick. Let me break it in half.
So, the non-anomaly walkthroughs are without a doubt the most stressful because you're looking everywhere,
right,
for the smallest thing. And then, like, deciding that you're just going to turn that last corner, you're going to continue forward because you haven't seen anything, knowing you could still have missed something, but also knowing the game resets if you turn back incorrectly too.
Right.
Stressful. And the closer you get to exit 8, the more stressful it gets.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
So my specific controller smash moment had kind of a long buildup. I had made it all the way to exit 7, and then I missed an anomaly. But then I bounced right back, made it all the way to 8. But making it to 8 isn't an automatic win. You have to go until there's an anomaly-free iteration of 8, and the stairway is at the end of the hallway. So, like, it can say exit 8, but if there's an anomaly, you gotta turn back until there's no anomaly.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
So I get to exit 8. And I'm thinking, like, I just made it. I'm thinking the game's over.
But then wouldn't
over.
The anomaly just be that there's no staircase and then you would know to turn back?
I don't fucking know. Let just... I got... I don't know. I get to... Probably. I fucked it up. I think it was too late because I think where the staircase appears is where the sign usually is. So if you've made it back to that point,
oh, okay.
Like, it's, I think you're, I don't fuck. I honestly, I'm not sure. You play it, really you play funny. It, you beat it in 15 minutes and you tell me what I did wrong.
I'm sure it's gotta be more difficult than that.
So I get to exit 8. I'm like, fuck. Yes, I did it. Turn the first corner and there were two guys in suits standing in the hallway. So I'm like, that's gotta be an anomaly. I turn back. The sign still says exit 8. So far, so good. I go forward. I don't see any anomalies anywhere, but when I get to the hallway where the stairs should be, there's no stairs, just a sign that says exit zero.
Oh, dang.
I got so close. And I fucked it up, and I may or may not have thrown a hissy fit. I definitely rage quit for the night.
Yeah. So, yeah, so my thing about the stairs would not be, I'm thinking the stairs are at the other end, and you turn the corner, you see the stairs, or not.
No, you still gotta walk some hallway to get to the stairs. But it might have been, I'm not 100% sure, honestly. Because by the time I did get them, I did see the stairs, I was like, get me the fuck out of here. but, so, I went back the next morning, and I beat the whole game in like 20 minutes. So, okay. It's kind of luck of the draw. Like, if you get all the hard and all, you know?
Yeah.
Whatever. Character I had a crush on. There's basically no characters.
I mean, that man walking by.
There's the guy that just walks at best, menaces you at worst. And then I guess the only other implied character is like whatever cruel god trapped you in this loop to begin with. There's the two guys in suits. You know what? That's my crush. Two guys in suits just fucking making a fucking spit roast out of me. That's my crush. Yes. Yep. You know what? You mysterious twin men in your suits in this ethereal haunted hallway. Eiffel Tower me until I don't want to find the stairs. Until I couldn't walk up the stairs even if I did want to. Overall rating of this game. It's fine. It definitely had some effectively frightening moments. At the end of the day, there is just not much to this game.
Right.
And there are other games that have done similar things but better. Like PT, for example.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. Fuck, I give it a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Find us on Instagram and Patreon at Page and Pixel PC. Special thank you to our big PP, our enormous PP, John Red Robin MILF Hunter 69. Our patron. He's got enormous pee-pee and he makes this show possible. If you want to be a patron and get a shout out at the end of our episodes, go throw us a few dollars. And if we get to $100 a month in patron support, we will start dropping some monthly bonus content straight to the Patreon.
Hell yeah.
And because of John Red Robin MILF Hunter 69, we're already a quarter of the way there.
Yeah. So hop to it.
Yeah, if you want more from us, go over to Patreon and fucking pay us to give you more.
Seriously. We need money.
Genuinely.
I'm so poor. Also, how am I going to buy books to talk to you people
How
about?
Am I going
to
buy games?
I definitely don't have, like, 8 stacks of books sitting in my office of books that I haven't read. I don't have those.
Listen, we have, like, interviews planned with, like, authors,
like,
and shit.
Like, legit ones.
But our mixer can only handle 2 microphones.
Yeah,
and
we're
only have
to
2 microphones. We need to upgrade.
One of them will probably be a video call, so we won't have to worry about that for the one.
You're not helping.
I'm just letting you know not to stress about it, because I know you'll stress about it.
I genuinely have so many other things to stress about that I don't know that I would stress about that at this point.
I don't believe
my
you.
Life is a never end. It's a Mary Poppins bag of things to stress about.
I know. I have been privy to a couple of
it's
them.
It's true.
Recently,
I've just been like,
and they are rough.
I've just been there's been a few nights this week where I've been like, Paige, am I a bad person? And she's like, what the fuck is it? What are you doing? What is this about?
Like, shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Genuinely.
Do my friends hate me or do I just need to go to sleep?
Oh God. But anyway, for now.
Read hard,
play hard, and fuck space-time anomalies.